And now with more demented news on the Dr. Demento Show, Whimsical Will.
One day I said, I'm really going to marry my mom.
Salutations, dimensions, and dementologists. Whimsical Will here with the demented news. And as we close the month of June, what do you say we pay tribute to the demented newlyweds out there by remembering my all-time favorite wedding?
I tell you, the institution of marriage has gone to pot, literally.
Find a way to stall that wedding.
Stall indeed, as a Taiwan couple got married just the other day inside a public bathroom.
You're kidding. I've been that drunk myself sometimes.
Bride Choo Choo Kwai designed the bathroom located in a public park in the central city of Taichung.
Is that where they have the diseased bear jamboree?
And her groom Lee Wong Song built it.
The floors on which you are walking, the gently sloping walls around you, and even the ceilings are made of plastics.
Said, since the bathroom is the creation of me and my husband,
some people use words incorrectly.
It is very meaningful to us, and therefore we decided to have our ceremony in here.
Tom toilet, and we'll leave the lids up for you.
Now, the couple said the lavatory, complete with elaborate decoration, cost about $1 million.
Now that's reasonable, isn't it?
Well, public opinion is running hot and cold over the ceremony's locale.
How do you rate your embarrassment response? A, hi. B, hello. C, good evening.
The institution of marriage has gone down the drain with this one.
But nobody is small enough to go down a bathroom drain.
But you gotta admit, the whole bathroom wedding scenario is feeding fodder frenzy for the precocious punster.
I have a very bad feeling about this.
Sure, use your head, right? I mean, was the wedding march played on a pipe organ or what?
I don't get it.
And I guess I didn't have to go too far for the bridal shower.
Let it wipe it. Good night.
And where did the groom get the ring from, the bathtub?
I don't think that's funny.
Speak now or forever hold it.
You are a mental case.
Oh, and the bathroom is the perfect place for a honeymoon.
Look at my butt. Look at it. Look at my butt.
At the reception, they showed Drain Man, starring Christopher Plummer and Farrah Fawcett.
Ugh, lousy pun.
Oh, and there was tap dancing in clogs.
Oh, I've had enough of this. No, you haven't.
Oh, shut up.
To Elton John music.
Fire at will.
And they showed a W.C. Fields film, but it was out of sync.
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
And you know, if Choo Choo cheats,
all aboard.
Wong Song can always sewer for divorce. I'm sorry, I got bowled over.
Look, if you don't shut up, I shall shoot you.
Thanks for listening.
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
In other news, the windshield of Kathy Wolf's car was shattered by a falling carton of several hundred jars of marmalade, which dropped from a transcontinental airliner just the other day.
It's time once again to play Catch It and You Keep It.
Regent Airlines was unable to explain how the two cartons of Dickinson's Fancy Sweet Marmalade fell from one of its planes shortly after takeoff from Newark International Airport. FAA officials later determined that a catering service had left the two cases on the doors of the plane's landing gear where they were forgotten.
London to Chicken Licken told me the sky was falling. I booked her on the 614, turned her over to the psychiatrist.
Of course, the falling jellies quickly spread, creating the area's first honest-to-goodness traffic jam.
Damn this traffic jam.
So I guess the plane's doors were ajar, huh? I hope the airline takes responsibility for the accident and doesn't welch, right?
Are we starting this again?
No, no, no. I'm Whimsical Will on a roll with the demented.
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
Thanks, William. That was absolutely wonderful.